This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Sam Strickland, Lansing Lugnuts pitcher. Sam, let's go back to when you got drafted. Where were you?
I was down in Kingsville, Texas, where I played my baseball. I was doing summer school and just listening on the radio, on the internet. I was seeing if I got picked.
Who was the first person you heard from when you heard that you got picked?
I actually heard from my dad. The scout called after my dad did. He beat him to the punch. Yeah. So, yeah, it was just an exciting time.
Did you have any suspicion it was going to be the Blue Jays?
They called me about a week before, but to be honest, I had no front-running team, so I was just happy to get picked.
You were the conference pitcher of the year, complete games, wins, strikeouts. You were everything. What's the difference between you now and you as a pitcher back in college at Texas A&M Kingsville?
Huge difference is mechanics. I really didn't have a pitching coach in college. It's a smaller school. I just got up there and threw as hard as I could. And I get to pro ball. It's a lot of reshaping, a lot of retuning my mechanics. Now I'm more consistent. I can throw more strikes. Not only strikes, but, you know, hit the corners and locate the ball where I want to.
Something that I've noticed just while watching you is you look very effortless out there on the mound. You take your time. It's a nice, easy delivery, and then either the ball explodes out of your hand or you go to the off-speed stuff. That's something that you've worked on?
I think I've always kind of been that way. My college coach tried to get on me a little bit about maybe picking up the tempo. But I think that's just kind of who I am. As far as the effortless delivery goes, no. I don't really work on it. Maybe it's good news. Maybe I have a little more room for a little extra effort. But who knows? Who knows where it's going to take me?
When did you first start full-time pitching?
When I got to college. I got to college. At first, they thought I might play some first base also. And they told me, well, you can play first base in 2 years when you're bigger and stronger. Or you can pitch now. So I said, I'll pitch now.
So how was it that first year pitching in college?
It was very different not playing every day. You know, you sit on the bench. It's a different feeling than when in high school and you play all the time. You're used to being a go-to guy. But now it's comfortable and you like doing it, like cheering on your teammates.
Well, now in the pros, each of the last couple of years you've been the full-time starter, and this year you've been used out of the bullpen, spot starter here and there. What's the difference between being a reliever and being a starting pitcher for you?
You have less rest. That's the huge thing. You know, I don't have my routine, my 4 days off as a starter. But other than that, for me, I'm still a long reliever, so the pitch counts are similar, and my pitches are similar. Still use all my pitches. But I actually like being a reliever better. Vince talked to me about it last year and said, you know what, I think you might be more suited to be in the bullpen. And I said, let's try it.
Why?
I think it's a comfort thing. As a starter, I didn't feel tired, but the adrenaline was gone by the time I got in the game. With a 30-minute warm-up, and you're just throwing and throwing and throwing, whereas in a bullpen, throw 10 pitches and you're jogging in, you get a little more adrenaline. I think it's just more fun.
Makes sense. How about holding runners on base? That seems to be something that you're good at, making sure that those guys don't get a good jump against you. Is that something you've had to work on?
It's something that is always stressed, and I feel like I've kind of had a knack for it just because I'm left-handed, you know. And the guys on first base, I can look at them square in the eye. I don't have to look at them over my shoulder. I don't have a particularly good pickoff mood, but just varying my times to the plate and my looks and, you know, doing the simple stuff.
Speaking to Sam Strickland, Lansing Lugnuts pitcher. Sam, growing up in the Houston area, who did you root for? Were you an Astros fan?
Huge Astros fan. Huge Astros fan. Go to all the games, you know. I grew up loving Lance Berkman and Jeff Bagwell. Of course, Craig Biggio, but those two are my go-to guys, I guess because I played first base, they played first base. So, yeah, huge Astros fan.
Is there anyone in baseball, either playing right now or retired, who you'd say, I'd drop anything to go meet that guy?
Well, one of the guys I'd say that would be there would be Roger Clemens. It would be one of them. He actually went to my high school, though, so I had a chance to meet him. So I wouldn't drop everything and go meet him again.
But, what did you talk to him about?
Just about, well, I talked to him in high school several times, and then right before the draft I saw him and just, you know, asked him a few pointers. And he's a very good guy. He'd stop anything to give you a picture, an autograph. I mean, you wouldn't think it, but he's a very nice guy.
So. What advice did he give you?
He said, you know what, you got to stay focused in pro ball. If you make it, it's a great thing, but don't lose focus. Don't think, okay, you've done all you need to do. The work's not over with yet. You're not to the top, so you got to keep working.
And finally, if not being a baseball player, what would you be doing?
Well, I have my degree in civil engineering. So actually in the off-season, I work full-time, 40 hours a week at a civil engineering firm. And that's no doubt what I'd be doing.
Sam, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.
Lugnuts pitcher Sam Strickland. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. You're listening to Big Country 92.1.